This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
Happy Wednesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-hour deflector shield shindig. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Texas to Tuscaloosa, Kalamazoo, and Waterloo. Hey, you're on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Well, Rocket Cat, how are we doing? Thanks so much for dropping on by. Coming up this morning on the show, yesterday, we were supposed to have on Cedric Maxwell, 1981 NBA Finals MVP, a member of the mythical retired numbers hanging atop the Garden in Boston. He's also the radio analyst of the Celtics. We were going to have him on to preview the series yesterday, but he had to reschedule for today. So even better, Mad Max, Cedric Maxwell, joining us this morning to react to last night's game one, Celtics and Heat. So he's going to join us coming up hour four. Also hour four, I believe personally, he may be the best voice in Major League Baseball. He's certainly one of the few. He not only calls Chicago White Sox games on television, but also now he's the voice of Peacock's Sunday morning baseball telecast, which I think is phenomenal. The Amazon one leaves a lot to be desired. The Peacock one, I think, is fantastic. He does play-by-play of both of those on the baseball side of things. So we'll talk baseball, but he's also one of the voices of college football, college basketball on the ESPN side of things. Jason Benetti's going to join us coming up here, also hour four. Wednesday's Mean Champ and Chump, I got that coming up in 40 minutes. Mraz has game ones of the semifinals last night. Conference semifinals, or the conference, yeah, second round. Are we calling them the semifinals in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs or just the second round?
No, it's the NHL semifinals.
NHL semifinals.
Yes, yeah, the quarterfinals, the semifinals, the conference finals, and the Stanley Cup final.
Right. It's always a tough one to remember that there's the NBA finals, but the Stanley Cup final.
Yes, no S, Stanley Cup final.
And it's weird that they do the conference finals in the Stanley Cup.
Well, it's more than one.
But just the Stanley Cup final.
It's only one series. We have conference finals.
Right, but is it the Western Conference Final and the Eastern Conference Final?
Oh,
in
good
the Stanley Cup playoff.
Point. That's where they lose you.
Who knows?
Honestly, it could be anything. If I had to guess, the networks don't even know.
So we got Canadian bacon. The Bacone comes up next hour here on the show. Matt Harvey's staggering fall from grace. He gets suspended by Major League Baseball. Also on the football side of things, Brady Quinn is catching major heat for one of his takes yesterday. And on the NBA, the Lakers seem to be asking their coaching prospects some interesting questions. All of that this morning here on the show. But let us begin. Last night in Miami, Game 1, Eastern Conference Finals. Heat and Celtics. First half of this game, it felt like Boston had used all of the momentum coming out of that Bucks series. And really, the Heat were rusty. Miami wasn't hitting from the outside. They just weren't on point defensively. The Celtics looked to have some juice, looked to have some bounce and open up a double-digit lead. They had seized control on the road of game number one. And if the Celtics could grab game one on the road, it really sets a tone for the rest of the series and puts the Heat really in a must-win situation in game number two. So we go into halftime, and really the Heat just, they look terrible. The first half last night, the Heat looked terrible. And coming out of that half, everything changed. Whoa! Did you catch the license plate on that semi? Because it ran right over the Celtics in the third quarter, paced by Jimmy Buckets, Jimmy Butler. And the Heat grab game one, 118-107, from down 10 to up 20. That's how things flipped after halftime of this game. What was the key to the third quarter renaissance by Miami? It is where we begin your cold open.
Jimmy Butler and his 33 points handed off to Strus. Three ball, right wing. I love the juice. The juice from Strus. Everybody get loose. Jimmy. Tatum in front. I love that these two have guarded each other a good portion of the night. Jimmy spits right on him, knocks it down right in that beautiful head of hair. Those great eyebrows, that lovely mustache and goatee, had to handle all of that.
I think I speak for my teammates and the Miami Heat organization whenever I say I know what I'm capable of. And I don't do this to score 40 points. I play the way that I play to win by all means necessary. And it just so happened that I scored 40, but if I score 40 and lose, I'm going to be really pissed off.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
On the call, Jason Jackson, Heat Radio Network. That was Jimmy Butler after the game. As Miami rides an absolutely ridiculous 39-14 run in the third quarter to take game number one. Butler, 41 points overall, a game high. 17 in that decisive third quarter. 9 rebounds, 5 assists. Dude was incredible. So a couple of things here. How and why did the third quarter flip that dramatically in favor of the Heat? This one's simple. Defense, defense, defense. While the Celtics are the best defensive team in the NBA by metrics, the Heat are excellent as well on the defensive end. And Miami drew all of its momentum and all of its offensive scoring opportunities, and I think the confidence as well, from defense. Bam Adebayo was phenomenal. Jimmy Butler was phenomenal. The Heat are flying to the shooters. They're getting their hands in passing lanes. They're creating steals and turnovers. They're ripping down rebounds. You just sensed in the third quarter that even if the offense wasn't there, that the Miami Heat had committed defensively much more than the first half. They completely committed and knew that the energy defensively would feed the offense. That's exactly what happened. Butler got to the free throw lines a number of times. And honestly, just jump shots and threes that weren't going down to the first half were in the third quarter. And I just think that the Heat take all of their cues from the defensive side. All of their cues, it starts on defense. And they were harassing Jason Tatum in that third quarter. And everything just seemed to come to them in a bit of a tornado. And once that tornado ripped through, it was like, wow, now the Heat have control of this game. And it looks like the Celtics are completely on their heels. So that all starts on defense. And if the Heat are going to make the NBA Finals, and they need three more wins now, it must start on defense. They are not going to outscore the Celtics. That's not their bit. That's not their game. Start on defense. Let that feed the offense. Number two, Jimmy Butler's always existed just under the realm of superstar. He's always existed on that next tier under. We know him. He's a big personality. He's a big name. But we never cite Butler as one of the 5 or 10 basketball players of the NBA. He just does not get that run. And I think that that's slightly unfair. Because even though he doesn't put up monster scoring numbers like a LeBron, like a Steph, like a Luka, like a Giannis, even though he doesn't do those types of things offensively, eye-popping point totals, Butler does so many other things that some of those guys don't do. I mean, he's going to fill your box score and rebounds. He's going to get in there and get steals. He's going to get in there and get blocks. And he's also going to be the energy maker for your team. So Butler might not be the highest realm of superstar, but he's phenomenal. And I got to tell you, this postseason, we might want to rethink whether he is a superstar, because now he's adding the eye-popping point totals as well. Now his offense is catching up to all the other parts of his game that's always been so valuable. So Butler last night, again, 41-9-5. If I told you Luka went for 41-9-5, we would all melt down today about how he controlled the game, how he's unstoppable offensively. If Giannis went for 41-9-5, we'd talk about how he's the best basketball player on earth. And that's just more evidence of it. Well, Jimmy Butler's numbers aren't like that every night, but he's put up a number of box scores that are like that in this postseason. That's not a one-off. That's not one great game that he just went kind of crazy for. Jimmy Butler deserves more respect for being a superstar. And if he wins a championship this year, I think he would have kicked down that door. I do. I think if he is the centerpiece, the linchpin of a championship team, and he's putting up 41 nines and fives, then he then breaks into that upper echelon of superstar of the NBA. Game one, Heat.
855-212-4CBS.
855-212-4227. If you want to jump in on last night's game one or the hockey game ones or anything else, also on Twitter, get at me, DA on CBS. Again, follow me and tweet at me, DA on CBS. By the way, the Celtics in that third quarter shot 2 of 15 from the field. 2 of 15. They hadn't shot 2 of 15 in a quarter in the postseason or regular season in 5 years. What a remarkable flip that was of the game last night.
When we come back here on the show, we've got your sound check. Actually, take that back. That's next hour.
When we come back, Brady Quinn is taking heat. He had a bold claim about the Jets, and now everybody's melting down. But how hot is it as a take? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
That was my goose honk.
Try that again.
Goose! Goose!
Yeah.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
What the hell happened?
Was that me or Mraz?
That was Mraz.
Our brains poured out of our ears that day. Never to be forgotten, apparently. Wish we could burn those tapes like other shows. Buried in a vault. Never to be heard again.
Sort of forgotten. You thought I was off for it.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Remember that time I did a goose? Anyway. Glad you're with us. Happy Wednesday. You can listen to us across the great CBS Sports Radio Network on hundreds of affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Also on SiriusXM Channel 158. And as always, you can listen to the show on your phone by using the Odyssey app that gets the Odyssey sports radio stations locally, all of them on your phone, which is pretty cool to hop around and listen to local radio wherever you are, and the CBS Sports Radio Network, as well as the CBS Sports app that streams us as well. So yesterday, you know, I don't know if you do this, but throughout the day, I just click on the Twitter trending map because they build it for your interests. So there's like a nationwide trending, and then there's a trending based on your followers and who you follow. And so I always tend to look at that because I like to know what's going on, if there's breaking sports news, if something went viral, so that I know that at least I've seen it, and we could talk about it the next day potentially, and I see Brady Quinn trending, and I'm like, Brady Quinn? No offense, because Brady Quinn's a very nice guy. The guy does really good stuff for veterans as well. We've promoted that many times. He does Third and Long, which is a foundation that helps make ramps and accessibility on homes for those that have been injured in the military. So he does great stuff. But I'm like, why would Brady Quinn, of all people, be trending today? So I click on some of those tweets, and he's just getting shredded. Just annihilated. Now, of course, this is kind of par for the course. If you give opinions of the sports world, there is just going to be some of those days where you get obliterated. My day was a couple of weeks ago when I said how much I couldn't stand the Los Angeles Rams and their stupid draft house. That was the day I just get to trend for saying something that some fan base absolutely takes umbrage to it, is going to trash you all day long. So it's like you're part of the club. So Brady Quinn is just getting annihilated by Jets fans. I'm like, what the hell did this guy say? Boom, 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 boom. The entire Twitter sphere is just lit up with the Brady Quinn Jets fan war that they've waged against him. So what did he say? So I click on the video, and it says something along the lines of Brady Quinn thinks it's going to be a bad start to the season for the Jets. I'm like, okay, let me listen to this. Here is the clip of Brady Quinn and why he went viral yesterday.
I've got him going under this number at 5 wins, and here's why. their season's going to be over before they get to the bye. I mean, that's just the reality of it. Their bye comes November 13th, and they've got to play Baltimore. They've got to play basically almost the entire AFC North to start the season. They might go 0-4. And then you've got that winnable game versus the Dolphins. Great, they get to host them. They're going to feel pretty desperate and pretty beat up after an 0-4 start. Then the Packers, a trip out to the Denver Broncos with Russell Wilson. The Patriots, Bills. I mean, there's a realistic scenario where they're 1-8 here. Maybe 0-9.
So, okay, you might be like, wow, the Jets, there's been conversations about maybe them competing for a playoff spot. In fact, Mraz said this the other day, that he thinks the Jets are a sneaky wildcard team this year. And that Zach Wilson taking the next step, and that they drafted well this year, and Joe Douglas getting rave reviews as GM, building the roster out and kind of taking it out of the muck that it was in when he inherited it. And the Jets are one of these kind of interesting teams in 2022. And here's Brady Quinn saying they're going to be 0-4 and maybe 1-9, and season's going to be over before the bye. And so, okay, it's kind of like, wow, it's May. A team season's already over today. They're going to be 1-8, 0-9. And so now you're getting a sense of why Quinn was trending yesterday and just getting lit up. But I started looking at the Jets' schedule, and I'm like, this is not that hot a take, actually. Let me give you the New York Jets' first 9 games, and you find the wins, okay? You find the wins. They open up against the Ravens. They then travel to Cleveland. Then they're home to the Bengals. Then they travel to Pittsburgh. They play the AFC North, as Quinn just mentioned, their first month of the season. After that, home to the Dolphins. Then to Green Bay to take on the Packers. Then to Denver to take on the Broncos. Then they host the Patriots, host the Bills, and then go to New England. Now, look, I don't think the Patriots are going to be great this year. And you could make the argument that the Dolphins are a complete unknown still. New head coach, fine. Tua, fine. You could say the Steelers aren't going to be that good. Okay. Maybe the Browns are without Deshaun Watson week 2. That's fine. But those are all, at best, coin flip game for the Jets. There is no game in there where you're like, no, the Jets definitely win that game. None of those. That's 9 games to begin the season that none of them are a definite Jets win. Ravens, Browns, Bengals, Steelers, Dolphins, Packers, Broncos, Patriots, Bills, Patriots. So this is not that hot a take. Are they going to be 0-9? I don't think so. I don't think so. Look, somebody is not going to be as good as we think. Certainly, Deshaun Watson might not be starting for the Browns week 2. Maybe the Dolphins aren't that good. Maybe the Patriots aren't that good. Maybe the Steelers aren't that good. And it's plausible that in the first 9 games, you know, the Jets are 4-5. But could they be 2-7? Could they be 3-6? Could they be 1-8? Again, I don't think they're 0-9, but it's totally plausible that the Jets are 2-7 after the first 9 games, and people are going like, oh my God, the Jets again. And what happened to Zach Wilson? Now, Quinn at the end of this clip also says, I'm not a Zach Wilson guy. I think they'll be looking for the quarterback again in 2023. That, to me, was the hotter take, that the Jets would struggle over the first 9 games of the season. Not all that surprising of an opinion. That the number 2 pick in the draft might be already elbowed out the door after this upcoming year, and the Jets are back to chasing a quarterback in 2023. That's, to me, the hotter opinion, because I think Zach Wilson has these great qualities but hasn't put it together. But is it the coach? Is it the scheme? Is it the supporting cast? When Zach was coming out, I worried about him, and I had mentioned this, that Zach Wilson, amongst the college football community was seen as a high-maintenance guy, a little bit of a diva, that came from a family of extreme wealth. His uncle was the CEO, or is the CEO, of JetBlue, the founder. So there was a worry that Zach Wilson wasn't a guy's guy, a football player, Sean. But I don't think that the Jets really hurt in the first nine games of the season is any stretch. Now, Mraz, yesterday you said that you think the Jets will be a wild card team this year.
I mean, I think they could fall short of the wild card based on how deep the AFC is.
Okay.
But I think it all depends on what you think of Zach Wilson. I see only two definite losses on their schedule entirely.
Okay. What are those?
At the Packers, and they will lose definitely one game to the Bills. I think everything else, if Zach Wilson takes the step, is definitely winnable.
I mean, those nine games that I mentioned, you think that they're going to be 7-2?
I didn't say they win all seven, but I think they could win four or five of them.
Out of the nine games, what are you projecting?
I think they could go 5-4. I think they could beat the Ravens on opening day.
Okay. So 5-4, could you see them being 3-6?
Yes, I definitely could. I'm not going to tell you they're definitely winning
five
games.
Okay, so you also don't think that the Brady Quinn take is all that crazy.
I think saying they're going to be 1-8 and 0-9 is a little disrespectful and just kind of going on the assumption that these are the Jets that we've seen the last three, 4 years. You're allowed to project and see, okay, this is the year a team should make a leap. And, oh, by the way, the Jets did last year with a worse roster beat the Bengals and the Titans.
Okay, that's fair. But out of those first nine games, where is it unfair to say the Jets might lose?
Right off the bat, they're not losing to Kenny Pickett or Mitchell Trubisky week four against the Steelers.
Okay, so you think they go to Pittsburgh no matter who the quarterback is in Pittsburgh and win that game?
Absolutely.
Then it's unfair to say the Jets could lose that game.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. That's definitely. I understand the first three. I tend to think the Jets might get two wins out of that first three. I mean, he rattled off that they go 0-4. I mean, again, they beat the Bengals last year. I'm not really convinced
of
the Browns.
But you're saying it's unfair to say they will lose in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
What else out of the first nine?
They're going to beat the Dolphins. They're better than the Dolphins.
You think it's unfair to say that the Dolphins, who have added at running back and have a new head coach and traded for Tyreek Hill, that it's unfair to say the Jets could lose that game?
We have no idea what the head coach is. It's unfair to say that they're going to lose that game. Yes.
Okay. Now, so you're betting on Robert Saleh as a known head coach commodity.
Yes. I think what the Jets did in the second half of last year is going unnoticed because nobody was watching.
Okay, so a division game, you believe it's unfair to say the Jets could lose that game?
At home, yes.
Okay. All right, that's the only two that you think are unfair in that first nine.
Right, yes. I would like to make the leap and say the Patriots at home, but we know that Belichick is on the Jets.
All right,
so crazy.
Again, we're not that far off. I mean, you're talking about out of the first nine games, two are definite wins. The other seven are coin tosses.
Right, but I could probably make that case for every team's NFL schedule off the Jets.
Maybe. Yeah, but so I agree. I don't think they're going to go 1-8 or 0-9. Could they be 3-6 or 2-7? I think that's plausible.
Sure. But by the way, if they're 3-6, they could win six games in the second and win nine games and still be a playoff team. The clear the season over is ridiculous.
Okay.
The Jaguars, the Bears, the Lions have all those teams in the back half.
Right. But, you know, if you're 2-7, look at the Dolphins last year. They had a great second half of the season, still fell short of the playoffs.
Absolutely, which is why I think you need to get to that 3 or 4 win mark.
AB, do you think Brady Quinn's take was implausible?
It's not implausible, but it's harsh because I see some of the same games that Sean sees that should be wins or could be wins. They should beat the Dolphins at home, or they could beat them at home. That Patriot game is a winnable game for them. I don't feel the same way about going to Pittsburgh. If that game was in Jersey, different conversation. It's still Pittsburgh. There's still a good defense there. It's still a young Jets team, and Zach Wilson's still young. But, I mean, I think the problem, so to speak, for the Jets is that they could be 5-4 or they could be 2-7. Like, there's just a lot of variation for them, which means they're not that good.
I don't think they could be 5-4 with that schedule. I don't think so.
That would be pretty amazing if they got to 5-4 out of that first stretch.
I think you're right. Now, could they be 4-5? Could they have been competitive in some of those games that they lost 4-5 and then win five games of the back half of their schedule? Yes.
Sure.
So, but I think they're 4-5. So, 1-8 is harsh. 0-9 is unrealistic. But between 4-5 and 2-7, that's not a huge spread.
Right. But again, Brady Quinn says he's not a Zach Wilson guy. And that's what this is all predicated on. Because if Zach Wilson stinks and he's a bust, then yeah, 1-8 and 0-9 surely is possible.
Pete, the body's the only Jets fan amongst us.
That's right.
So, Pete, out of the first 9 games, what do you think they're going to be?
I think 2 or 3 under. I think it'll be 2 or 3 games under 500.
So
3-6.
Give us a win total, not the math.
3-6.
Yeah, I realistically, I think they'll be there. If they're 1-8, then someone's on the hot seat because with those moves that they made, regardless of the schedule, you got to produce. And if they go 5, if they win 5 in that stretch, they could win a division with the back end of the schedule.
Back end's bad. Be hard to take down the Bills in the AFC East. But look, if they go 5-4 in the first 9 games of the season, Saleh and Zach Wilson
incredible
have been great.
Right. If they go 5-4 and one of the wins is against the Bills, then sure.
They're not going to be 7-2 like you're talking about.
I'm just saying, you're saying to take down the Bills, one of those 5 or 4 would have to be against the Bills.
I mean, also, I mean, the Browns, with Deshaun Watson there, with the question marks, you know, that's not a guarantee. Browns.
No question. If Jacoby Brissett starts, it's a total coin flip game. In fact, the Jets are better if Jacoby Brissett starts that game.
Is that who their backup is, Jacoby Brissett?
They're better than the Browns. They're going to score points on Cleveland's defense in Cleveland in week 2.
Well, I mean, what's Brissett going to do?
Yeah, but the Browns could still win 17-13 because Myles Garrett's running over Zach Wilson
all day. That's fair.
Well, Browns lost a lot of those games we thought they were going to win that last year, too.
And then the Browns.
You know, Pete's guess is not, they could be a very competitive 3-6, and it might hurt. But, you know, if they push Baltimore and lose a close game in week 1 and then win in Pittsburgh and beat Miami and beat New England and don't get smoked by anybody else, that's not bad.
The back half of their schedule is they get the Bears at home, they're at the Vikings, the Bills again, but they get Lions, Jaguars, Seahawks all in December and then wrap up with the Dolphins in Miami. So, Lions, Jaguars, Seahawks, Bears, you should stack some wins. Then again, at the end of the season, Lions could be much better than we think.
We get a Lions-Jets flex to Sunday Night Football that week.
Jets-Jags flexed?
How about that?
Can't flex that one. That's a Thursday night doozy.
Which one?
The Jacksonville game.
Oh, really?
Look at that Michaels and Herb Street
game. Right. Yeah. December 22nd in Jersey. Start your Christmas with Jets-Jags on Amazon Prime.
Wow! Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence with Michaels and Herb Street on the call?
And that's Taylor's 3rd birthday. Will I be 100 pounds down by then?
No. Also probably ruins the Lions' dream, too, because they're not going to flex him to Sunday night playing Thursday night. So both of those pipe dreams dying a quick death.
Unless one team is undefeated, which is not going to happen.
What's more likely that the Lions are 12-0 by the time that they face the Jets, or that Mraz has lost the 100 pounds by that day?
The Lions being undefeated.
Yeah.
I'm putting my stock in Dan Gamble.
Right. I mean, barring like E. coli or something that's completely out of your control, ravaging your body.
I'll take
E. coli. I mean, drink more scrotum water. Maybe that's the trick here.
Mraz just said, I'd take E. coli.
Yeah.
You give me a parasite that eats off 50 pounds quick, that's a good diet.
Yeah, you're bedridden, though, for 2.5 months.
I'm running out of options. I might need the parasite.
Yeah, great way to lose weight.
Can't have those abs, though. Don't forget.
Yeah, are there any parasites that eat away all of your fat but don't give you 6-pack abs?
Just take the medicine. Start the medication when you think you're getting too thin. Let it linger a little bit. Burn off some fat and then go, now I need to slow this down before I appear to be in shape.
AB has our headlines. We had a game 1 in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals and 2 hockey game 1.
And we start in the NBA, the Celtics halfway to a 1-0 lead in that Eastern Conference Finals, up 13 in the first half, 8 at the break, but then that third quarter, Jimmy Butler scored 17, the Celtics scored 14 total. All told, Boston lost the quarter by 25, lost the game 118-107, but head coach Ime Udoka sees a quick recovery.
Nothing that we can't clean up. We've been doing it, you know, for the most part all season, especially the second half and in the playoffs.
The first fix is slowing down Butler. 41 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, and 3 blocks. The Celtics could also use Marcus Smart and Al Horford, who did not play last night. Now, D.A., you wondered where the national love is for Butler. There's certainly plenty in Miami, including his teammate, Bam Adebayo.
He's just been relentless. I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, he's playing incredible basketball, getting guys open, you know, and doing it on both ends.
So I assume that's a compliment. I still don't know his initial metaphor. You listen one more time. Somewhere in there, it sounds like relentless, but there's more syllables before that. So I still don't know what he's saying here.
He's just been relentless. I mean, that's the bottom line.
I don't know what that is.
No, there's the start of a relentless, but he is conflated that with some other word.
I almost bleeped it in case it was a bad word that I was not aware of.
Aggressiveness with relentless?
I don't know. Either way, he seems to be nice and happy that Butler's on his team. Game two is tomorrow night, still in Miami. The Warriors and Mavs begin the West finale tonight in San Francisco. The Magic got the other NBA win last night, claiming the top pick in the draft lottery. It'll be their first selection since Dwight Howard back in 2004, the Thunder end up second, then the Rockets, Kings, and Pistons. So again, the third quarter was the problem for the Celtics. It was the second inning for the Red Sox.
0-2. And Gurriel drives this one deep to left field. Looking up for Dugo. Kiss it goodbye. The fifth home run of the inning for the Astros. This one's a two-run shot from Gurriel. And it is 9-1 Astros. My goodness.
That's Robert Ford on Astros Radio Houston with the eighth five-homer inning ever. Nathan Eovaldi gave up all of them.
Giving up five home runs, the same pitcher giving up five home runs in an inning?
Only the third pitcher ever to do that in one frame. Houston went on to win at Fenway 13-4. Starter Jake Odorizzi is now on their IL after Monday night's apparently major left leg injury at Fenway, but the team has not yet given a final diagnosis. The A's down the Twins 5-2. The Rangers scored 7 in the 8th for a 10-5 win over the Angels, and the White Sox lost in KC 2-1 after winning 3-0.
Thank goodness the New York Rangers didn't score 7 because Mraz would still have no voice.
Tonight. It's coming tonight.
Watching the game in mute tonight.
Sure.
What do you mean?
I have declared I will not watch the game with anybody. I will sit by myself. There will be no yelling and screaming in my basement by myself.
What about tweets?
That's the problem. I'm going to vocalize on Twitter a lot.
Tweet storm tonight.
Great. Phones down.
You're not watching. You're not watching by yourself. When you get that first call, someone saying, "Hey, oh, come over."
I'm told my wife after the first pick, getting those kids to bed.
The Mets and Cardinals also split 2. That was in New York. St. Louis won the nightcap 4-3 on Tyler O'Neill's RBI infield single top knot. He struck out 6 times before that. The Braves blanked the Brewers 3-0, and the Giants outscored the Rockies 10-7. San Francisco's won their last 12 meetings. Playoff hockey, the Avalanche, a 3-2 OT win over the Blues to start their second-round series, and the Lightning took Game 1 in Florida 4-1. And free agent running back Tariq Cohen tore his Achilles working out yesterday, a workout that was being live-streamed on Instagram. Oh. The Bears released Cohen in March because of his injury history.
Oh.
And again, now this torn Achilles with people watching him work out, I presume showing off what shape he was in, looking for work, and his leg blew up.
Oh,
that's rough.
Yeah.
So he was doing a workout on Instagram Live and tore his ACL?
And you could hear
the Achilles.
Pop.
His Achilles.
Yeah.
And the pop was audible on his Instagram Live.
Oh.
Yeah, in a back pedal. Boom. Down he goes.
That's such a shame. That's terrible.
That's awful.
Awful.
Then why do you look like you're laughing?
Well, I guess I'm laughing at the irony of this, that you are showing off your body and trying to impress people with your workout, and in doing so, they watch your body implode.
So I couldn't get one courtesy giggle last week with the guy dying while burying his murder victim, but Tariq Cohen's leg dies in a workout, and you think it's... Yes.
D.A. can't hold back the laughter. Guy's career's over. He's like, hardy, har, har.
That's horrible.
But I suck.
How about him
week?
Showing off that body? Had that payoff for him.
No class.
At the end of the day, I think laughing about football injuries or athletic injuries is better than murder.
But this guy deserved to die. Tariq Cohen's leg didn't deserve to be injured.
Now, you're right about that. But I wasn't laughing at Stunned to a News because he had murdered his girlfriend. That's the part I wasn't comfortable with, that this guy had murdered his girlfriend, put her in a bag, and then he had a heart attack. Now, thankfully, he had a heart attack, but I couldn't get past that was the act prior to the heart attack. You missed this one.
So he was murdered but had a heart attack?
No, he killed his girlfriend, had a heart attack burying her, and died.
That's good.
Thank you.
You think that's funny?
Well, you have to ignore the first part that he's a murderer.
Which is how I prefaced the story.
It's like pig heart guy being a criminal. You laugh that he died.
Yeah, but he was burying his victim.
I got news for you. If you don't like murder material, Canadian bacon's not going to be for you today.
So Canadian bacon's hockey highlights take a dark turn.
There's some murder references.
A script takes a dark turn.
What a tease.
The script takes a dark turn.
Pete's got the script.
The writer's room took a dark turn.
Hat tricks and hangings next on Canadian Bacon.
Well, set your clock for 7:40 Eastern time today.
If you like Clue, listen to the
55 minutes from now.
Bacon.
Messier and murder.
It was a Messier murder scene.
From the great one to the great plague.
In the living room with the candlestick.
Icing or slicing? It's Canadian bacon, and it's next.
That's a 5-minute major for murder.
The Alfred Hitchcock theme.
Brad's like, stop! Don't kill my puns!
You guys are going to get there at some point, so stop it.
I know where we are, so I'm going to stay away from the... I'm assuming I know your theme.
Champ and Chump next, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Only one letter separates them, but they're galaxies apart. One is a true winner. One is a pathetic loser. This is DA's Champ or Chump.
And remember, you can always listen to the show in podcast form. The best of the show or the full 4 hours. Always available. Search The DA Show on your favorite podcast platform. Your champ on the morning. Orlando Magic head coach Jamal Mosley. Because originally last night of the draft lottery, the Magic were going to be represented by their president of basketball operations, Jeff Weltman. Instead, yesterday morning, Jamal Mosley said, I got to be up there. I'm feeling lucky. I'm the guy. And they're like, okay. Mosley gets up there on stage, and the Magic, with a 14% chance of winning the draft lottery, do exactly that. So Mosley was feeling the vibe, called his shot, went to that stage, and locked in the number one pick. We'll see who the Magic take. But either way, Orlando could use the infusion of talent. Mosley got the job done and called his shot.
That's DA's champ.
Your chump is world-renowned DJ Steve Aoki. Aoki throws out the first pitch at Fenway the other day. I don't know how you could be 50 cents. I don't know how you could be Steve Aoki. And I don't know how you could be worse than Fitty. Aoki gets up there. He's on the mound. He throws his first pitch. It's not high. It's not far. It's out of here. His first pitch is so high, it goes on top of the netting above home plate, protecting the fans. He throws it so high and so far. It goes to the protective netting on top of the fans. He didn't dribble it, okay. It wasn't wide, all right. Not a little bit high. It was approximately 50 feet over the head of the catcher. How could you be this bad? If you know you're going to throw out a ceremonial first pitch, don't you have to practice a little bit? And I realize there's nerves and adrenaline, but that is so embarrassing. Steve Aoki, you are the chump.
That's DA's chump. Class is now dismissed.
Did you see this guy?
It's ridiculous. Just sky mailed it. Why is a DJ throwing out the first pitch anyway?
I don't know. He just...
Where's Ted Williams' head?
It is so ridiculous that he threw it that high. When we come back on the show, The Lakers are asking interesting questions to prospective coaches. Are they the right ones? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.